Hey, good morning. Welcome back to our Shemira Salashan class learning. Mazel tov to you and your whole family. Should always be busy only with simchas and nachas from all of your children. We are learning Lilui Nishmasu and the Zeich Nishmasu Tzvi Gershom B'yol V'chan Allah V'shom B'shasham Shavar Aliyah and the merit of our Torah and as Chos Refua continue Refua B'shor So it's Bracha V'gayos Rachel Gita. So let's begin with the Tzvila Al Hadibur. Please Yibar Hashem Olam Yiratzu Fenecha Harachim V'chan and Shetizakeni Hayim V'chol Yom L'shmar Piyu L'shani Milashen Har Rechilis V'azahar M'lidabra Filo Al Ish Yachi V'kol Shekena Kla Yisrael O Achim Okay, we are on page 160, last class we met at my house, but the link did go online. If you missed it, you can catch it. But what we're going to just do is begin, since we're at the top 160, and I don't like to stir in the middle, let's just turn to back to page 158, please. Okay, we won't say the same insights we said last time. I just want to review the paragraph, please. Okay, so page 158. Last paragraph. And the rabbi said this in this time, but the first paragraph, which was really the focus of our class last week, was that last time, is that every person should see themselves as exactly in the middle of Beinoni. And if you do one mitzvah, then you tip yourself and the whole world to the side of merit. And if chas v'shem you do one aveira, you tip yourself and the whole world to the side of chova. Okay? So that was our regular echas. That was a recap of what we spoke about in depth last time. And the rabbis of blessed memory said this in their time, that the whole world needs the chusim of one person to tip us to the side of merit. The kol shekein bizmaneinu, so what should we say in our time? Shemitzukos hazman gavru ad lashamayim. So the English is, the troubles of our times. I'm not sure what the word mitzukos is. Does anyone know? It's not a trick question. I'm asking a serious question. I'm going to identify the shorish. I don't know what it is. So I looked in the English. Mitzukos. Because when I'm learning, I try. If I don't know a word, if you look at the shorish very often, you'll be able to figure out what the word is, even if you think you don't know. Shematzukos has man gavru ad l'shamayim. The troubles of our times have been strengthened or have risen up to the heavens. Okay, v'kol ayin, not okay. I mean, the ma'isa, it's a reality. V'kol ayin doma tidma me'ein hafugos tifnei avinu shebashamayim. And every eye drips with tears without stopping before our Father in heaven. A double lashon of crying. V'yadua shekol hasharim nin alu. And it is known, as the sages tell us, all the gates are locked. V'shari dima'o. From the time of the Churban, the gate of tears is not locked. And I think that everyone could, Rahman San, relate to this paragraph, if not for yourself, then for people, unfortunately, that you're associated with, whether in our community or the community at large. Rahman itself, we live in a time where, like the Chofetz Chaim says, that our troubles have risen up to the heaven and there are just so many tears. And certainly, says the Chofetz Chaim, it can't be otherwise. There are a number of thousands of heavenly angels who are advocates for Tova, a melit, v'heim lo yidu sha melit b'inosa. What's a melit, literally, by the way? We say it should be a melit, Yosher. What's a melit?
An advocate.
Pardon me?
An advocate.
So it literally means interpreter. Okay, the brothers did not know sha melit b'inosa, that there was an interpreter. They don't realize that Yosef speaks and understands Lashon HaKodesh. I don't know it's Yosef because there's an interpreter between them. So it's very beautiful when you really consider it. What you're saying is that that neshama or that person, or in this case, Malach HaYasharis, should be an interpreter, Latova, by interpreting our actions before the Rilash from Kavi Acho, showing Hashem how to give us the benefit of the doubt. So to speak, they interpret our actions before God. They then become advocates of Tova. It's just something to keep in mind when you say that person should be a Melit Yosher. What you're really saying is that they should be, they should interpret your actions before the Ribbono Shel Olam Latova. Through that, they will be your advocate. Okay, so there certainly must be, he says, Kamav Alafei Malachei Sharis, there are thousands of heavenly angels who are advocates for Zchusim, for merits, for Israel. Omisha Amar L'Olam Dai, we spoke about this in depth last time. And he who said to the world, enough, Yomar L'Tzor Seinu Dai, please God, it's enough to our troubles, there's just enough. But Alo Ma'od, Sheka Eishu Kemechza Al Mechza. It is very possible that at this time things are evenly balanced, half and half. And there's only missing a few individuals to tilt the scales to the side of merit. So if everything is standing exactly in the balance, every person has to look at themselves as the one person who could tip the whole world. Maybe that one conversation you had, or that one time you refrained from speaking, will tip the whole world to the side of balance, to the side of merit, I'm sorry. Certainly it is very worthy and correct. And we just had Parshas Yisro, this week is Parshas Mishpatim. Yisro and Mishpatim together make up Kol Asher Dibra Hashem, Nasa and Vinishman. Everyone has to see themselves. Strengthen yourselves today. Don't wait. You know, sometimes you think of something good to do and you say, I could start it tomorrow. Or, you know, eating healthy is fine. Today I'll eat whatever I want. It's Shabbos tomorrow. I'll start eating healthy. Or in terms of a Kabbalah, you want to go to more Shir. Today I will, but tomorrow I will. That's not the attitude we're supposed to have. In fact, the Medrash says something very beautiful. I taught last week in Parsha class. Medrash Shmos Rabbah on the Pasuk, Coast 19:3 in Shmos, Yotes Gimel, Coast Omer, Beis Yaakov, Moshe Allah Elokim, Ve'akra Lev Hashem Mishamayim. So the Medrash Shmos Rabbah on that pasuk, there was many different reasons why the woman got the Torah first. There's a number of different reasons it's quoted by the Medrash, but one of the reasons that the Medrash says is because the women are mizdazros lemitzvos. The woman has a certain alacrity, that's the lashon of the Medrash, that we have a certain alacrity as reasons for the mitzvah. So when he says kol achad yischazek kayom b'torah v'mitzvos t'achri akav, don't wait to improve your speech, don't wait to improve your life, don't wait to take another shiur or another kapitel to help, or another tefillah upon yourself. My daughter told me something so beautiful. It's the first place I'm telling it over. That's because she told me Friday afternoon. I didn't have an issue on this weekend. So they had a woman speak to them Friday in school. She's in TMM in 11th grade. A woman from who lives in Meir Sha'arim, who has 14 children. And she was, and Baruch Hashem, a lot of grandchildren. And she was telling the girls just really about her life and what's important to them. And she said, it was just amazing. I mean, their lives are so removed from our lives. It's not something we can in any iota relate to. But one of the things she said was, she told the girls, people say, do women have to daven? Are women mechuyev in tefillah? That's something you hear all the time. So she said, even if women are not mechuyev in tefillah, if you were walking the street and you found diamonds for the taking, would you call the rabbi and say, excuse me, should I pick up the diamonds? There's a sign that says you can take them. Would you call and ask a shayla, should I take the diamonds? You would run to pick up the diamonds. She said to the girls, tefillah are diamonds. It's an opportunity to connect to Hashem. It's the most, she says, the day of her children's wedding, she spends the day davening at kfarim. She says, it's most, she says, where else would I want to be the day of my child's wedding besides for davening? She says, tefillah is diamonds. So do you need to ask a shayla if you have to daven? So every one of us has to be mechazek ourselves. I'm really talking to myself. It's very hard. We have to mechazek ourselves today in Torah, whatever we're weak in mitzvos, whatever we are lax in the chriya kav. You're the mechza, and you could tip the whole world. Al yado yivasha kol ha'olam. He's not saying facetious words. He's not saying exaggerations. The Chavetz Chaim is just talking lemaisa. Pasha pshat, through you can save the whole entire world. Al zeh shayach ma'asha mechazal, and this is what the rabbis say, sorry, yesh kol. So I'm sure you have heard that Mamar Chazal before. There are those who buy their world, who acquire their world, is better to say, meaning the world to come, through a lifetime of toil. And there are those who acquire their world in 1 hour, meaning in one good deed. So I'm going to quote from the Gemara. The Gemara says that actually in a few different places, in three different places, I believe it could be more, in Maseches Avodah Zarah. So I'm going to quote one Maisa as related by the Gemara, in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Yud Ches Aleph, 18:8. Okay? So Tanu Rabbana, the rabbis taught in a Braisa, Shechala Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma is, well, to me, very famous because of Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav Mishnah Tes, Pam Achas Ha'isi Mahalach B'derech. I'm a Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma said, Tov Litoros Picha Me'alfez, well, he didn't say they quoted the Pasuk. Said, Tov Litoros Picha Me'alfez, Rabbi Kisma. Remember the man who says, you want to move to our place? Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma says, I'm not leaving all the Torah in the city of Chachamim and Sofrim for all the money in the world. So this same Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, who refused to move to the place of gems and diamonds, because Shechala Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Halach Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion Nilvako. So Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma became sick. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion went to visit him. Amarlo, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, said to Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, Chanina achi, My brother, don't you know that from the heavens, this nation has been appointed, good morning, has been imposed ruler. Don't you know that this nation has been appointed as rulers over us from the heavens, meaning the Romans, okay? Shehechriva espeso, they destroyed his house, meaning his temple. Vesarfa as hechalo, they burned the sanctuary. Veharga as chasidav, they killed the pious ones. Veibda as tovav, they caused his nobles to perish. Adayin hikayemes, so he says to him, don't you know that this evil kingdom, the Romans, were appointed by heaven, and look at the destruction that they wrought. They destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, they burned the sanctuary, they killed his pious ones, they lost all the goodness. Anisha mati alachan, I hear about you, Sha'ata Yosheva Osek B'Torah. I hear, said Rabbi Yosef to Rabbi Chanina, that you are sitting and learning in Torah. So the footnote says, quoting Rashi, which the Romans authority have banned on the pain of death. How could you be learning Torah if Romans, which are appointed by heaven, have forbade us to learn Torah? Umakil kilos barabim, not only that, but you're doing it in public? You're not allowed to teach, are you doing it in public? V'sefer numunach l'chabechekacha, and the Torah scroll rests in your lap, you're endangering yourself. Amarlo, Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Yossi in reply, Mina shemai mirachameu, from heaven they will have mercy on me. So the art school footnote says, heaven will miraculously protect me, so I'm going to be zochel to a miracle in this chus of the Torah. Amarlo, art school adds word, an exasperated Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Chanina, Ani omer lecha dvarim shaltam, I'm saying sensible words to you. Footnote. I have told you that this despotic regime has destroyed the Holy Temple, slaughtered the pious brethren, and they're still ruling, which makes a strong case against your openly flouting their laws. How could you be doing this? And you say to me, from heaven they will have mercy on me. Footnote. You pretend to rely on miracles, because we know we have a principle, Ein Som Kamal Anes. You're not allowed to rely on a miracle. So how could you rely on a miracle? Tamea Ani. I am astonished. Im lo yisufu, if they will not burn you, Vesefer Torah Be'esh, and the Torah school in fire. Of course, what happens at the end, by the way?
Get killed.
Yeah. Amarla, we're going to get there. Remember, I'm quoting on Yesh Kono Mabusha Acha. So this is the background to the story, but stay tuned. Amarlo, so now, art school notes, unsure of his actions, Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi, ma ani mechai olam haba? How do I stand with the guard to the world to come? So forget this world. So I might be killed for learning Torah and holding a sefer Torah on my lap and gathering the crowds. Let's talk about Lamaisa, the next world. Amarlo, Rabbi Yosi said, klum ma'ase bal yadcha. Tell me, let's discuss the next one. Has any particularly challenging incident presented itself to you? Let me hear how you conducted yourself, for one's actions are the most important thing. They will tell us whether you are of sufficient spiritual stature. So let's talk about a nisayon, and how did he do with that nisayon? Amarlo, Rabbi Chanina answered, Ma'os shel Purim, I thought it was so interesting when I was preparing, because it's Shabbos Mevarchim Adar, by the way. Ma'os shel Purim nischalfuli b'mal shel tzedakah. I once switched by accident my own Purim funds with the general charity funds. His own funds, he became mixed up with the general charity funds. V'chi laktim la'anim. And thinking that it was the general charity funds, I distributed to the poor person. I realized my mistake, but I never sought to take back my money from the general fund. I never paid myself back. Amarlo, Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Chanina, Im kein mech lekecha yihi chalki, that my portion in Torah be your portion. That's a great your schus as well. That's what you did. The one time you gave your own money by accident, you thought it was from the general fund, that maybe you were entitled to take back from the general fund, to pay yourself back from what you gave to Anim. You didn't pay yourself back. Sad. Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Chanina, let my portion in Torah be from your portion. I want part of your portion. Let my lot in good deeds be from your lot in good deeds. So this is, there's no greater deed than what you have done. That's the background to the story. Now what happens? Amru lo hayu yami, lo hayu, Amru, they said, lo hayu yami me'utim. It was not even a few days that passed, no, a short amount of time passed. Ad shenifta Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma's life ended. Footnote says that his life was taken to spare him from witnessing Rabbi Chanina's terrible death. Rabbi Yossi died. All of the great men of Rome, interestingly, he was a dignitary, was an important person, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, and he was known as prominent, so all the Gedolei Romi went to bury him. They mourned him with a great hespedim, when they returned, they found Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. What do you think Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan was doing? Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan is still sitting and learning Torah. And not only that is he sitting and learning Torah, the Sefer Torah is that, but what is he doing? We saw this previously in the Gemara. He is gathering people and doing it in public. The Sefer Torah menuch lo b'cheko. So the same problem that he was accused of before, he's still doing. In the aftermath of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma's death, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan is learning Torah, gathering people in public to do it publicly, and not only that, the Sefer Torah is open in his lap. Heviuhu uchirachuhu b'Sefer Torah. They therefore brought him and they wrapped him in a Sefer Torah. I'm sure you remember this. Who wrapped him in a Sefer Torah? The Romans. They encircled him with bundles of vine shoots. They set them on fire. Footnote. The hypocrisy of the Roman dignitaries is quite apparent. They presented themselves as respectable individuals by attending the funeral of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Yet they come back, and what do they do to Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan? They murder him. They have you sifogin shel tzemer. They brought tufts of wool. Ushiraum b'mayim. You all know this, I'm sure. The henichum aliba. What do they do to prolong his death? They take wet barriers between him and the Sefer Torah. They soak them in water and they place them over his heart so that it'll take longer to murder him. Kadesha lo teiti nishmasu mehero. Talk about what the Romans did to the Sarugay Malchus. It's very reminiscent of the Nazis, Yimach Shmam Vezichram. Kadesha lo tehei nishmasu so that he will prolong his death. Amar lo bito, Rabbi Chanina's daughter, said to him, Abba, ar echa b'chach, I have to see you like this. Footnote, this is the reward for the learning and teaching of Torah. Amar lo, he said to her, il male ani nisrafti levadi, if I alone were being burned, haya hadavar kashali, it would be very hard for me. Achshav shani nisraf v'sefer Torah mi. Now, I am being burned, and the Sefer Torah is being burned with me. Footnote, which indicates I'm not being punished for any sin, because the Sefer Torah certainly didn't do a sin. So the Sefer Torah is innocent. It sounds silly to even say that. So it teaches me that I'm being burned with the Sefer Torah. I also am not being punished for a sin. I'm been chosen to die al Kiddush Hashem, but not for a sin. So it wasn't a sin that I was publicly disseminating Torah. Misha mevakish al banash al Sefer Torah. He who will seek the retribution for the insult of Torah, hu yivakish al boni, he will seek retribution for my insult. God will exact punishment for the burning of the Sefer Torah. So too he will requite the injustice committed against me. Amar lo talmidav. So that's what he told his daughter. I'm not being burned for any punishment. Just like God will take vengeance for the Sefer Torah's burning, he will take vengeance for me. Amar lo talmidav. Now his talmidim said, Rabbi ma ataroa. You know, we're talking about he's being burned. We could say it, but we don't have any capacity to fathom what this means, Baruch Hashem. And it's like when Rabbi Akiva, the same thing, was being burned. And the Talmidim said to him, Rabbi Adkan, they're having a whole conversation. And Rabbi Akiva says, you know, all my life I was mitzar, la pasuk, called nafshecha, while they're scraping. I'm not trying to be facetious or sarcastic. They're scraping his flesh, and he's teaching them Torah still. And here, too, the same thing. It's a level of godless we can't acquire. But the story really becomes not only about his death, but who is the one who is kon alon b'shachas. Does anyone remember the end of the Gemara?
Yeah, the Roman.
Oh. So here we go. So the Talmidim said, Rabbi ma'ata ro'a, what do you see? They presumed that in these departing moments, he would see angels or something heavenly. They also heard strange sounds, which was the letters flying. They didn't know what it was. So they said, what's going on? Amar lahen, he answered them, Givilin nisrafin ve'osios parchos. The parchment is burning, but the letters of Torah are taking flight. They're flying away. Af ata pesach picha v'tikanes picha ha'esh. So they said to him, you know, open your mouth and the fire will enter you. Just let yourself bring death already. But the footnote says, let the fire destroy your physical body while your soul will rise above. Just like that was the answer to, what do you mean the parchment is burning but the letters are taking flight? So the students don't comment on that. They just say, open your mouth. The meaning is that your physical self be burned, but your neshama will take flight. Amar lahen, but he said, no. Mutav kriyit lana misha nasna. It's better that the one who gave it to me shall take you from. He wouldn't even hasten his death. V'al yechabal hu ba'atzma, person should not inflict harm upon himself. So again, it's a ma'isa we should never know, and we can't fathom. Now, the art school comment. The Braisa now comes to the climax of the story. Amar lo, who said to him, Kal tzitoniri, the executioner. Rabbi, im ani mar bebishal haves, if I increase the flames, the notal sufogin shall tsemer ma'alibecha, and I remove those soaking wet barriers, tufts from upon your heart. Atam vi ani lechaya olam haba. The Roman executioner realized that he was witnessing godless. He had some hirhure teshuva, obviously. More than that, he had actual actions of teshuva. He realized that this person was a tremendous person. He said, will you bring me in life in the world to come? Amar Elohein, Rabbi Hanina said, yes. He shavali, swear, you will give me chaya olam haba. Nishvalo, he swore to him, miyad, and immediately the executioner hereba b'shal haves increased the flames. V'nato sefogin shal tzemer me'al libo, he removed the woolen soaked tufts from upon the heart of Rabbi Chanina. Yatza nishmasel b'mheira, quickly he died. Afu kafats v'nafal atocha, or at that moment the Roman executioner jumped and he threw himself into the fire. Yatza baskova amra, a heavenly voice issued forth and proclaimed, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, ukilat to niri muzmanim lechein lechay olam haba. Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, for the whole life that he lived of being dedicated to Torah and teaching it and the Sefer Torah b'cheiko, and not giving up and teaching in public despite the Roman decree and the whole life that he lived, he's ready for Chaya Olam Haba, Chaya Olam Haba, but so is the executioner. Bacha Rabbi, V'amar, Rabbi cried and said, Ah, Yesh Kona Olamo B'sha Achas, V'yesh Kona Olamo B'kama Shanim. There is those who acquire life in the world to come in 1 hour, meaning with one act, like the executioner, V'yesh Kona Olamo B'kama Shanim, and there are those who acquire their place in the next world through many years of spiritual toil, like Rabbi Chanina. So it's not recommended, of course, that we should strive to be Rishayim, and at the end of our life, Chas V'Shalom, say, now I will be a good person. But clearly, the Chavetz Chaim is saying that you have to keep in mind, through one action, you don't know what that action is, you can buy the whole world. Perhaps he's making a play on words here when he says, Yesh Kona Olama B'sha Achas, because what he's really talking about in the whole previous two paragraphs is tipping this world to the side of merit, to bringing Shalom to this world, to bringing Tova to this world, to bring Besuras Tovos. So perhaps if I do one action, you don't know how Hashem measures mitzvos. They're big, they're small in my eyes. I don't know the godless before the Ribbono Shel. I can acquire this world and the whole world along with me through one action. So we should never underestimate and undermine the power of one positive action. And according to these words of Chazal, I'm on page 160, ladies. Page 160, beginning of the first new paragraph on that page. Yevo Armasha Amel Kasov, we can clarify what the Pasuk says. Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos, the wise man of heart will take mitzvos. Ve'evil Sifasayim Yilavet, Lashan Amal. And the lips of a fool will tire. Amal is to toil. So the lips of a fool will become tired through his toil. Vahainu. Adam nidon, and like what we have said, that a person is judged in the context of the majority of his deeds. The man who is of discerning heart from Lev will strengthen himself when he is still alive. After we're not alive anymore, we don't have any choice to do anything. We have to strive to take more mitzvos, whatever we can. Does a person know the calculation above? Do any of us know how our deeds are being calculated? Have any of us seen that ledger? No. Be'ezo ofen hu olmei, do you really know your standing in Shemayim? So you have to make sure that your actions of good are very much increased over your actions of bad. And you want to tip yourself to the side of merit, and like we said, the whole world with you. And specifically, when you pay attention to the manners of your speech. How many words? Hundreds, I would say thousands. I don't think hundreds. Maybe it's a Chavetz Chaim who spoke hundreds. We speak thousands of words every single day. It's very frightening. V'chol sicha v'sicha yaz kiruhu b'sha'as hadin. each and every conversation we had will be mentioned to us at the time of judgment. Kamo she'amru Chazal. Chazal even say, I'm sure you all remember, afilu sicha kala bin ish lishtu magidin lo b'sha'as adin. Va'al kein tzarech lehischazet, and therefore you must strengthen yourself, al kol panim. In every matter, laharbos dibruim shel kedusha, to speak only matters of holiness, kedeshi rov dibruv kirtzon Hashem. So your speech will be, the majority of speech will be like the will of God. So I just want to share with you, this is very interesting. I was speaking to somebody a couple of weeks ago, a regular person, very special person. When I say regular person, I don't mean a community leader. I don't mean a famous person. Although I told her she should be giving shiur, I'm a regular person. Wife, stay-at-home mother, regular person. And I was able to spend an extended period of time with her over a couple of days. And mamish after I took notes about the things that she told me. I'm talking about a regular state of mother. She does not give shiur. She is not a famous person. She is not a speaker. She's not a regular person. These are the things she said she's learned in life. She has a number of children, Kanai Nahara. She's not 21. So with her life experience, she says this is what she's learned. She said to me, I mamish wrote up for myself. She said, everything I say, and she's not being facetious and she wasn't bragging. This is literally how she lives her life. You could see. We learn from the Gedolim. But also sometimes there's so much a regular person could offer. She says, everything I say has a purpose. If it does not have a purpose, I don't say it. Again, she wasn't bragging. She's telling me how she lives. 90% of the time, you will find there's no purpose and you will close your mouth and not say it. I will do anything to avoid fights and machlokas and keep shalom. What's the point of fighting? It makes everything worse. If someone points out something I'm doing wrong with my children or with anything else, she said, whether it's in the family or a school teacher or a principal, I do not need to win the machlokas. I don't need to defend myself. I will say thank you for bringing this to my attention. Politely, not sarcastically. That's what she says. She says this ends the discussion. The other person wants to explain. They want to go into a whole rant, why I was wrong, what I did. And she said, there's no need to defend myself. Hashem knows I did not mean anything bad. The ability to always be mevater and let it go is life-changing. She said, a few years I realized that I need to change my life. She said, I cannot change the people around me. So I realized the only thing I can change is myself. How she changed herself is a healthy sense of self-negation. She realized I will keep the shalom at all costs. So what I say is, thank you for bringing this. And she doesn't mean sarcastically. She literally does not. She also said the end result is I'm a happier person. The most positive effect of this attitude is on me, because I am not fighting ever. There's not even a fight. You don't send them someone to say, and you take such umbrage. You're so insulted. She never gets insulted. And I said, you know, it says in the biography of Rabelsky, like, well, the things that she was saying is like the Chachmas of Torah and the Chachmas of Gedolim. I said, you know, it says in the Rabelsky biography, he was never, we quoted here, he was never insulted when people said, oh, it's just as your type. This past Erev Shabbos, Chusva Yalgein Aleinu. So, Deicher Tzadav Kadosh Levracha, it was a Go'on Olam. He would just let it slide as if they were not talking to him. And she said, I never got insulted. She said, if people like me, fine. If they don't like me, fine. I'm not trying to win anyone's approval. She says, I always tell Hashem, you see what I do for Shalom. And she said, it's good for my children as well to see my behavior. She said, this was one small change I made in my life. I do not have to fight. She didn't even mean fight. She said, like, let's say the principal calls and says, no, her kids did something wrong or this. She said, anything. She says, thank you for bringing it to my attention. I don't need to defend myself. It stops them in their tracks. They can't say anything else. I acknowledge that they're right. She said, one small change can change your whole life. She says, we have enough real issues to deal with in life. We have enough nisyonos. Who needs to be busy with petty concerns, with achmokos, with other people? If you do for others, she says, and you bring shalom into your life by making amends, Hashem will do good for you and bring shalom and brachot. You have to understand, this is not a person who's even a shir goer, and she's not a person of what you call prominence, but in the eyes of Shemayim, she is living a life of the path of Torah. The last thing I just read to you is, if you do for others and bring shalom into your life, Hashem will do good for you and bring shalom and bracha to you. And something interesting she said to me, because sometimes I see people running to this God or that God, the people are running for brachos. And I think to myself, before you run to other people for brachos, look at your life. Is there someone in life you can be kinder to? Is there someone in life you can be nicer to? Is there someone in your life you need to make shalom with? Before you go running for brachos, try and improve yourself and see with whom you can make shalom. And Hashem will then bring brachos to you. And I was so taken. I almost taped it up. Because I want to try. If only I could try. That everything I say has a purpose. If you don't have a purpose, don't say it. She says 95% of the time you'll find we don't need to say it. And it's so relevant if someone in the family says something, even a little bit insulting. She says, I'm talking about myself. She doesn't get insulted. She doesn't care. Just let it go. And that's really, it's fabulous. What the Chofetz Chaim says here, a person has to pay attention carefully to the inyan of his speech. How many hundreds of words, thousands, I'm saying. He speaks every day. And each and every speech is going to be mentioned at the time of din. And therefore, you need to strengthen yourself. I'll call upon him. No matter what. At the very least. Laharbos dibrim shel kedusha. Kedeshu rav dibrav kirtzon Hashem. Vizeh hakol lemishuhu ben das. We're on page 160, last paragraph. You see the levels a simple person could reach. Not so simple. It's mamish gadlus. This is someone like this person that I was speaking to who is very wise and discerning. But someone who is a fool, like myself at a moment of sin, especially with speech. If I was thinking about these things, I walk around with this paper always in front of me, then I would never mess up with my speech. Someone who is a fool is not thinking about these things. Look at this. Who mistapek b'zavechoshev b'nafsho? Mistapek from the word maspik. He has a few mitzvahs. He thinks it's enough, and he thinks in his soul, mali ha'amal hazel lahosifot mitzvahs. So I have to work more to do more. So I have mitzvahs already. Halo k'neishli dai v'hoser. We're coming up to the Mishkan. When the people had brought finally enough. I have enough. I have more than enough. Mikol yom tzitzis utfil v'tfil v'kadoma. What does a person think to himself? The fool? I have so many mitzvos. I'm a tzaddik. I put on tefillin every day. I don't walk by the diamonds. I daven every day. I put on my tzitzis every day. Maybe I did some chesed. I made a bracha. Ain't no misponing, but he's not paying any attention. Kishanegan ma'at mitzvoshiyesho. Kishanegan. What's wrong with me today? Don't ever say it to anyone, but I'm just sorry. Shekinegan ma'at mitzvoshiyesho. Well, opposite, corresponding to the few mitzvos that, yeah, Hitaka has. Yesho kiflei kifalayim pu'ulos ra'os. So what does he have? He has multitudes, so many, of doubled. Of bad deeds, she'eno mismonim b'em. He's not even paying any attention to them. My daughter told me something they learned last week. Baruch Hashem, she often shares. If you listen to my shiur and even online, you'll hear that I often end up quoting the wisdom that my daughter learned in school. So she said, she has this one class. I forgot which class it is. Many classes. She loves this teacher. And she was saying that the teacher was telling the girls, it's a little bit harif, but don't take it the wrong way because they love this teacher. I don't know if it's a hashkafa class, I'm not sure what it is. They love the teacher. My daughter was telling me it's complimentary. They didn't feel put down at all. They love her. So she was saying they hope they have her in 12th grade. They want to continue with her. Anyway, so the teacher says that, Kumar says, Ein adam ro'acho v'la'atzma. A person does not see his own flaws. So here the Chavetz Chaim says, you don't see your own flaws. You think you have a few mitzvot. So you know, your ledger and shemayim, you have all those chusim for yourself. And the teacher said to them, that doesn't mean you don't see your own flaws. It means you don't even realize what's lacking. Teacher said, does anybody here eat? She said this to the girls. I introduced it. I hope I'm saying it properly. The girls were not insulted. They were not upset. They were very happy. Everyone needs musar, and it's a very growth-oriented Malcolm Chinuch, and the girls love her. Does anyone eat when they're not hungry? You just eat because you're emotional, or you're upset, or you're smoothing. You just eat when you don't really need the food. So, of course, everyone raised their hand. So she says, okay, so we are all Balei Taiva. Now she says to the girls, next, do you think there's at least one person in this world who's lower than you in Ruchnias? So every girl raised her hand. So she says, okay, we're all Balei Gaiva. And she said, now, is there anyone who has ever spoken Lashon Hara? So everybody raised their hand. She says, okay, so we are all Sonei Yisrael. So she says, what does it mean you don't even recognize your own faults? You wouldn't even put them down on the list. You might say to recognize, you know, I talked too much Lashon Hara, I didn't daven properly, but she said, let's get to the root of the problem. We don't recognize our own faults. We are all balei taiva, we are all balei gaiva, and we are also in a yisra. I know it sounds very harif, but I said four times, they love this teacher. She's able to give the musar in a way, obviously, musar vicha toes imecha, it's done with a love. She said, that's what it means, we don't even realize our own faults. So that's what the Chavetz Chaim is saying here. I malamei tzchus upon myself. This week's parsha, Yisro, ends in Perichof, by telling me that when you build a mizbech avanim, lo tivne esen gazis. You can't cut the stones of a stone mizbech. You have to put them on exactly as they come. What does that mean? It's not going to be such a beautiful mizbech. It won't be so smooth. You find one stone from here. You've gone to archaeological dig sites in Eretz Yisrael. In the olden days, the buildings that were built from stone, they weren't so smooth. You have a little bit, one stone from here. The Rav Salvechik says, why can't you cut the stones? It would be much prettier. So the analogy I use, it would be like clicks, or it would be like magnetized. It would be smooth. It would be beautiful. It's so misshapen. It's not nice. They don't fit. Why not cut the stones? So Salvechik says Mizbech is a symbol. Yeah, you know?
Shalom.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So Rashi says you can't wave the sword, but Rav Salvechik is a different pshat. Rav Salvechik says a Mizbech is a symbol of kapara. It's supposed to be the person himself. I'll look up the Ramban to Vayikra 1:9. It's supposed to be me. Hashem, in his compassion, takes an animal instead of me. That's why, do you know this? Very interesting. The Gemara points out, by Karbanos, you never have any other shame except for shame Hashem. You don't have shame Elohim when it's talking about Karbanos. Why not? Because that's a contradiction. A Karban is Rachamim, because Hashem takes a substitute instead of you, but Elohim is representing Midas Adin. There is no Din when it comes to Karbanos. There's only Rachamim. So Salvechik says a Mizbech is a symbol of Kapara. And it's a symbol that I'm supposed to be on the Mizbech. Rav says, why no smooth stones? Because when you come before the Ribon Shalom, don't smooth yourself out. Don't cut yourself down. Don't make yourself so perfect. Come before God how you are. Because if a person is malamid tzchus upon himself, while he is saying vidui, it's not vidui. It's worthless. It's no confession. You can't stand and clap and say, that's me, but Ribon Shalom, I had dagas haparnasa, and I had so many sionos, and it was so hard for me, the mizbech is you. Come as you are. Hashem knows who you are. You're trying to smooth yourself out before God. I have to stand before Hashem as I am. And I have to be bismodnein. I have to not only pay attention to those few mitzvahs that I have, but pay attention to everything else on the list. But we also be inyan kol chadibra. How much more so when it comes to the power of speech. Bivadai, last line, page 160. Bivadai, certainly, yitosfu bekol yom. Oh my gosh. Every day. You add every single day, meos tevos, and you agreed with me. I said, I don't think it's hundreds. I think it's thousands. Every single day, we add to the ledger in Shemaim with the thousands of words, to diburim asurim. He doesn't say you add to the ledger with your words. Every day, I add to the ledger with forbidden words. Ve'eno zochram. And then I don't even what? The next day, I don't even know I was so bad. I'm going to get to Kamaim after 120. They're going to show me everything I said my whole life from the time of Bas Mitzvah. I'm going to say, what? I didn't say those things. I'm going to try and deny it. Afilu la'asos teshuva lehem. I don't even think about them to repent. That goes back to Ein Adam Ro'achov la'atzma. I don't even know what's on my list. Ukara'u avil sifasayim. And therefore he is called the foolish man, a man of foolish lips. Sha'al ha'sifasayim nikeras ha'ivelishlo. Because on his lips, that's where his foolishness is recognized. He might look like the most upstanding person in the community. When do you realize the type of person he really is? When he speaks. That's when you recognize that he is a fool. Shemar b'dvarim ma'ol. Because he can't stop talking. Uberov devarim lo yachtal pasha. And through many words, one will not be held back from sin. Shalom ispas dibris. What was her sin? She was always saying, shalom alechen, shalom alechen. She was talking much too much. I'm not going to do this because we have to just do Sefer Chofetz Chaim. Does anyone have a pen on the table by chance? No? Okay. No, don't get up. I'll make my note after. Okay? Thank you. Okay. Let me just go inside here. Wait, I didn't even stop once. Gosh. Does anyone have questions or comments?
Yes. Nothing really. So when you were talking about the executioner who...
The what?
The executioner who was calling out Olam Haba in 1 minute. My question is, I always was wondering, why didn't he just become a Baal Tshuva rather than throwing himself in the fire and killing himself? Because we always taught not to kill yourself.
Right, so it's actually, not only we taught not to kill yourself, but when his Talmidim say to him, open your mouth, he says, better Hashem should take my neshama than me. That's an interesting question. Perhaps it does not apply to Jews, I don't know. Or maybe he realized that his life was so corrupt and wicked that only Misa would be Mechaper. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuvah that there are certain, I believe it's Hilchos Teshuvah, I could be wrong, that there are certain sins that only Misa is Mechaper for. One is Rachmat San Chil Hashem, that even Yom Kippur and Vidui and Teshuvah and suffering, the ultimate Mechila and Teshuvah only comes with Misa. So that this Roman executioner realized that he had come to the point where he wanted to, he realized that his whole life was a waste and he could only receive Olam Haba through death. I'm not sure. It's a good question.
Wouldn't it have been like a huge Kiddush Hashem for him to become Megayer and become...
Say it again? I didn't
Wouldn't
hear.
It have been like a huge Kiddush Hashem if he was Megayer and became... Kind
of I am sure that the Romans would not have been Megayer. They would have killed him. They were not going to be Megayer. They would have killed him. So maybe he realized that his only chance was through Misa, through leaving Chaye Sha'a, from seeking out Chaye Olam. And that there is no teshuvah for sins of Chilul Hashem, and therefore he realized that there was no hope. If he stayed here, there was nothing he could do except Misa. I don't know. It's an interesting question. Okay. One second. Did I move this? Yes, I think I moved this. Okay. The fact, vigilance without acceptance. The fact that a derogatory statement was made for a constructive purpose does not permit the listener to accept it as fact. So sometimes for it to ask, derogatory statement must be made, you can't accept that as fact. It is permissible to listen to negative information for Toelis, a constructive purpose, but it is not permissible to believe such information. One may act upon such information on the possibility that it might be just, so it's very hard. It's very hard. You're allowed to hear the negative information for Toelis. You're even allowed to act upon it, but you're not allowed to absolutely believe it. I know, it's very difficult. That's a halacha. In this book that my daughter bought, you know, Great Jewish Sayings. So one Hasidic Rebbe said, the distance between the mind and the heart is the greatest distance in the world, or longer than the distance from earth to sun. And it's so true that sometimes you know something, and to make yourself feel something, it's... takes Herculean efforts. It is for this reason that the first precondition for speaking constructively is that one have first-hand knowledge of the negative information conveying. Remember, Rabbi White told us that years ago. It can't be hearsay. You have to know firsthand that this happened. Since one cannot believe derogatory information as fact, he cannot present it to others as fact. In situations where it's permissible to relate second-hand information, one is required to say he heard it from others. He cannot be sure of its accuracy. So you see how strong we are that even when you are relaying permission, information that is permitted to relay, you have to be absolutely sure. It has to be firsthand, and the listener is not allowed to believe it, even though they could act upon it. Very, very difficult. One more. Yes or no, ladies?
Yes.
The Talmud, Maseches Nida, makes it clear that although negative information, Nida 61a, makes it clear that although negative information should not be accepted as fact, this is talking about when we think about Gedaliah ben Achikam, one can and should act to protect himself when others have a chance that it may be true. So when you think about Gedaliah ben Achikam, who was told that they were coming to kill him, he could not believe it. He was the last Jewish emperor. I gave a whole shiur on this on some Gedaliah this past year. You can and should protect yourself and others on the chance that it may be true. So you can't absolutely believe it, but you also can't be a fool who sits and waits for themselves to be destroyed. Just as it is naive and wrong to believe Lashon Hara you hear, it is naive and irresponsible to ignore a report which could save you and others from possible harm or anguish. On a personal level, one's relationship with the subject of the negative report should not change. Also, very, very difficult. Chances are the statement was inaccurate. So someone who is on a very high level would actually believe this is not true, or maybe even false. Therefore, your behavior should not be affected at all. One should continue to show kindness and assist him in the past. For example, there's a story brought down in the biography of Baruch Ber Lebovich, I believe it was, famous story, that there was a certain Bacher who was, I believe it was Baruch Ber Lebovich, that's all, Bacher who was engaged, it could be a different Gadol, please forgive me, who was engaged to his daughter, and then the engagement broke off. You know the story without perhaps knowing the names, the engagement broke off. And then it came time that the Bachar needed a recommendation, whether it was for another shidduch or it was for a yeshiva, and he wrote him a glowing recommendation so that he showed that he had no resentment in his heart. So again, this is a very high level, but it is possible for a human being to reach it. On a practical level, investigate the matter, protect yourself against harm that should result in case it's true. If, for example, you hear an acquaintance is dishonest, it's forbidden to think of him as such, but you should keep your wallet in a safe place when that person is around. I'm really reading from here. If one is told a person who accepts charity is actually well-to-do, one should not stop assisting him until the matter has been investigated and has been determined beyond doubt he is not deserving of assistance, which is very interesting. I once heard of Shai Schechter give a shiur on tzedakah, and he was saying that just like a person is responsible for giving tzedakah, he was quoting the Gemara, that you're also going to be responsible in the Olam HaEmes for where your tzedakah went. Not only that you gave tzedakah, but it went to a worthy cause. He said about himself, when he goes into shul, he leaves his phone and his wallet in the car. So if perhaps it's unscrupulous, am I saying right? Yeah. Individuals, they're not saying right. Yeah. And he's able to say, I really don't have anything. It's not lying. Well, and he said a person has to be very careful where they actually give their donation. So if it's determined that someone collecting really has a job and he doesn't need the parnasa, etc., then it's not so posh. You should act with caution to protect yourself. Don't believe the secondhand information or the to'alas negative information, but act upon it for the good of everybody. Okay, any other questions or comments? This is Tovus, everybody. Thank you for coming.